Okay, so this is a visualization exercise. Just take a few moments, close your eyes, make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, and just focus on your breathing for a moment or two, just breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. Continuing to breathe nice and deep and slow, keeping yourself calm. If you find throughout the exercise you get worried, scared, or upset, just do some more deep breathing into 7, out to 11, as much breathing as you need, and also try to pay attention to what you're thinking about you and about the situation. So what I'd like you to do right now is to think about this upcoming conversation with Corey. Think about what your goal is when you leave that office. What do you want to have accomplished? What are the 4 different things that you want to have accomplished? And just quietly say them to yourself in your mind's eye when you leave that office with Corey. What do you want to have accomplished? What are the 4 main things you want to be able to say to yourself that you managed to do? Just as I'm quiet, just isolate what those 4 main things are. And then give some thought to why. Why is it important to you to achieve those 4 things when you leave that office? Why does it matter to you? What do you hope to accomplish by achieving those 4 main goals? And if you're able to achieve those goals, what kind of practical differences will it make in your life the next day and days to come? What do you see unfolding because of it? And when you think about just the last 6 months, I'd like you to think about what some of your accomplishments have been in the last 6 months that gives you the courage to believe, yes, I can do this. What are some of those accomplishments? And just list them off in your mind. You're trying to isolate about 10 things that you've done in the last 6 months that were scary, but you did them anyway. take as much time as you need. And once you isolate 10, I want you to repeat them to yourself 2 times. Go through that list of 10 2 times. Good. Now I'd also like you to think about what are some of the compliments, commendations you've received from bosses and co-workers? What are some of the things that other people have told you about yourself as an employee, as a co-worker? And what do you think are some of your strengths as an employee, as a worker, as a colleague? What are some of your strengths? Could be organization, thoroughness, attention to detail, whatever it may be. Just think to your mind, bring to your mind what some of your strengths are. Try to isolate about 5 strengths that you demonstrate. Punctuality, thorough, resourceful. What are some of your strengths? And when you think about this upcoming meeting, and you think about 1 word that would describe how you want to feel when you walk into that meeting. It might be determined, proud, whatever it might be. What is 1 word that you would like to think to yourself when you're walking into that meeting that you want to demonstrate, as scared or worried as you might be meeting with Corey? What is 1 word to describe how you want to come across when you're meeting with him? Keep all those things, all those truths, all those awarenesses just here on the right hand side. And just think for a moment, what are the things that are going to be going through your mind that are going to cause anxiety and doubt? What are those thoughts going through your mind? They might be, he'll be impatient with me. I won't communicate as clearly as I want to. He might snap at me. He might belittle me, criticize, dismiss my concerns. Just think for a moment, what are some of the things that you're going to be thinking, the things that you're going to be worried about, and the things that he might do that might be concerning, distracting, or upsetting for you during the meeting? What are those worries, doubts, fears? Are those worries, thoughts, fears reasonable? Would the average person feel the same way in this situation? Dealing with someone as challenging, intimidating, dismissing, abrupt as him. Would the average person likely feel similar feelings, fears and doubts? Can you give yourself permission? Can you tell yourself that it's reasonable to feel worried, anxious? He's a scary guy. He's intimidating. He's abrupt. He can be rude. He's not a warm and cozy teddy bear. He's not approachable. And although in his heart of hearts he might be kind and caring and has done things to suggest he can be, it's not his first response. It might be there, but it's not his first response. He tends to greet most people with a gruff, abrupt exterior that is off-putting, anxiety-provoking for a lot of people. So is it reasonable? Is it okay to feel worried? Is it okay to feel anxious? Is it okay to stumble over your words? Wouldn't most people? So what? He makes it difficult to talk to him. So what? He's not patient. You don't have the understanding you can take as much time as you need. But you will. So is it reasonable? Can you give yourself permission to feel some anxiety, doubt, to feel on edge, to feel worried? And what are you going to tell yourself so that you take all the time you need to explain what the problem is, how it makes you feel, specify the consequence of his behavior for you, specify what you'd want instead in the future, specify your solution. What are you going to say to yourself so you take all the time you need? During the meeting, how are you going to remind yourself to breathe, to slow down, to take time, to do what you want and need to do? How are you going to remind yourself during the meeting? You might rub your leg or tap the side of your leg. Think of something you can do to remind yourself to breathe and slow down. Take all the time you need. Now that you have a plan in place, I want you to imagine imagine yourself, you're at your desk. And you're preparing yourself mentally and physically to walk into the office and talk to him. And you do your countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At 1, you catapult yourself up and you start walking. And you're telling yourself something calming and soothing, such as, I can do this. I can take all the time I need. It's okay to be anxious and worried. It's a scary thing to do, but I can do it. Because you remember again all the things you've done in the last 6 months. You remember the compliments. You remember your strengths as an employee, as a colleague. You remember why you want to do it. You remember what is it you want to accomplish. And you remember too, it's reasonable. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be nervous. So see yourself walking through the door, opening your mouth. What are you saying to him? See yourself from up above and feel yourself there doing it. See yourself take a seat and adopt the posture of confidence, pulling your shoulders back. Keep your back in contact with the chair. Keep your head upright. You can feel the notes in your hand if you have them. You can feel yourself breathe. You make yourself tall. So you introduce why it is you're there and what you want. And you start describing the situation. And then you express how his behavior makes you feel. Keeping the posture strong, breathing deep. Perhaps tapping yourself on your leg to remember to slow down. Your feet are flat on the floor. You can feel the strength from the tip of your toe all the way up your legs. And you specify the consequence to you, to the company, to the workflow, to him, of the current way things are working, of his current behavior. You specify what you want instead. What do you want instead to have happen? What's your proposal, your solution, your ideas? And the last part is the consequence if you get what you're asking for. What is going to be the payoff if he gives you patience? What's the payoff? Payoff to him, the payoff to you, the payoff for the company. Then you wait for him to respond. And you're breathing nice and deep and slow. You're not asking for the world. You're not asking him to be different. You're just asking him to be more patient, to take more time. So that you can learn, so you can develop systems, a manual, so you can feel more confident, more self-assured, so you can enjoy work a little bit more. You're asking to meet a couple times a week. You're not asking for a whole lot. Just asking for a little bit of patience, a little bit of understanding, a little bit of awareness, the fact that you're still learning, you're still new. Is that too much to ask? So imagine yourself leaving the office. See yourself and feel yourself walking tall. That was really scary. A lot of good things could come from that. It might be easier going into work tomorrow and the next day, the day after that. Less worry, less doubt, but even better, more confidence, more learning, more growing, more changing. Anxiety gets in the way of learning. You'll learn faster. You'll be able to do things faster. You'll feel more confident. So see yourself and feel yourself walking away. And again, it may not have gone perfectly, but maybe the next time it'll be that much better too. In each and every time, your meetings will become more and more enjoyable, less and less anxiety provoking, more and more beneficial. That'd be nice too. There's less dread and more joy. See yourself walking around the office day in, day out with a smile on your face, feeling a whole lot lighter, a whole lot more confident, enjoying your days. That's worth it. So when you're ready, just open your eyes and return to the room around you.